St. Teresa of the Child Jesus, St. Joseph, St. Benedict, St. Mary Magdalene. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, this morning we're having our Mass at St. Joseph's altar, which is always a nice occasion to honor good St. Joseph, especially in his month. And the reason for that is that at the main altar, getting ready for Holy Week and Easter now, we've been doing a little bit as St. Mary Magdalene did for our Lord so long ago. It's in the Gospel of today's Mass, and we'll hear about that same thing in the Gospel of the Mass on Monday. That is to say, she took care of our Lord. Now we know that the altar is where our Lord lives, in the tabernacle, day and night, out of love for us. And on the altar itself, our Lord takes care of us. He takes our sins upon him. He dies for our sins and offers himself in sacrifice up to God. So what we are doing today, you see, is that we had for many years, almost 10 years now, a temporary altar so that the main one could be refinished and then put into place. And so now it's the main part of the altar is ready to go. And then Mr. Soli is going to be working on the rest of the altar after Easter to get that ready. And then we hope in a few months' time the project will finally be completed. But we want to make always our altar as beautiful as possible. Why? Because the altar is our Lord himself. And so that's why it's worth our care and our trouble. Now, Mary Magdalene, in today's Gospel, she did that for our Lord himself. The Gospel tells the story about how our Lord was invited by a Pharisee named Simon. He was a leper. He had been healed. And he wanted to see our Lord, and he had his friends who were our Lord's enemies, and they wanted to, you might say, get a crack at Christ. They wanted to catch him doing or saying something wrong. So our Lord's invited to the dinner. But they treated our Lord very rudely. Back then, if you had a guest, you know, if you have a guest today, you might say, well, if you'd like to go to the bathroom, or if you'd like to, we'd say politely, if you'd like to wash your hands, well, that's where the restroom is, we would say. Well, back then, they didn't do that. What they would do is that they would wash your feet, because you went around in sandals, and you would get sand between your toes, which is a little uncomfortable, and you generally feel ever so much better if you got your feet washed, and you wash off the grime of the street, because back then the streets were dusty and very dirty. So that's what a host would do for his guests. Obviously, it was a very humble work. We're having today's Gospel today, by the way, because 1 week from today is what? Holy Thursday, or Maundy Thursday, and that's the day in which the bishop washes the feet of the men in church. And we're thinking about that, our Lord's humility. But originally, our Lord was treated very rudely at that dinner. Who's going to give some respect and some honor to our Lord? Who'll take care of our Lord in his adorable person? Of all things, the Holy Ghost inspires a woman who had been a very wicked woman, very sinful in the city. She had a bad reputation, but she's inspired to confess her sins in front of everybody. She's very humble, and she's thinking, well, it doesn't make any difference because everybody knows my sins. They all talk about them all the time. So she goes right into our Lord, and she washes his feet with her tears. That's a lot of tears. I once saw a man in church here. He was weeping, and I never saw anybody weep so much in all my life, and he left right there by the pew, sort of like a puddle of water on the floor, so you could see it would be possible to do that. And that's what Mary Magdalene did. Weeping for her sins, she washed our Lord's feet. But his feet were dirty, and they needed washing, and our Lord needed to be treated respectfully, because the Pharisee was treating him very rudely and disrespectfully. Do you see, children? So Mary Magdalene does this, and then, to boot, she gets her sins forgiven. She also pours out on our Lord's feet her expensive perfumes as an act of special reparation. Well, when we honor our Lord's children in church, as we'll be doing these days of Holy Week, with a lot of work, setting things up and putting things away, cleaning, practicing, singing, serving, long, beautiful masses and ceremonies, what are we doing if not honoring our Lord Himself in the Blessed Sacrament, in the altar, in the sacred liturgy that's being done for Him? If we do it with love, that's going to help to get our sins forgiven, and also it makes up for those who are proud, like the Pharisee, and they don't think about our Lord, and they won't serve Him. But you know there are many ways to serve our Lord. We can serve our Lord directly, as we're doing these days, especially every Holy Week, every Easter, in the sanctuary, in the altar, in church, with our ceremonies. And then another way would be if you make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament, especially on Holy Thursday and Good Friday. That's a way of serving our Lord. But don't forget there are other ways too. Today we have the feast day of a very great saint, and his name is Saint Benedict. And Saint Benedict is the father of monks in the West, and he's the patron saint of Western civilization. We call it Christendom. That is to say that after the Roman Empire collapsed, everybody was running around and everyone was all afraid, and everything had fallen apart, and it was just a big mess. Well, Saint Benedict came along to clear up the mess. There's a little bit of mess in our sanctuary today. It's not quite organized, so we're not using it yet for Mass out of respect. Saint Benedict saw the whole world all fallen apart, just a mess. And what did he do? He started monks and monasteries. And by this means, because they gave a good example, and by the power of their prayers, they prayed 7 times a day, day and night, chanting the Divine Office and the Holy Mass, and then they worked quietly and hard. They give an example to the barbarians about how they should settle down and behave themselves. And then they got converted and baptized. And pretty soon a new Christian civilization came as a result of it. The glory of Saint Benedict is that he did all of this out of love for our Lord, just like Saint Mary Magdalene at our Lord's feet. Just like us, I hope that will be our same attitude today. Last thought. In today's Mass, we have in the intro, you're going to sing in a moment, as well as in the epistle, something from the great prophet Daniel of the Old Testament. Daniel is lamenting that there isn't any altar anymore, or temple, or sacrifice, or high priesthood, or princes of the people. It's all gone because God took it all away in a punishment for their sins. That's pretty much the situation of the Catholic Church. But he asks, nonetheless, as the priest asks at every Mass, in a spirit of humility, may we be acceptable to Thee, O Lord. May our sacrifice be accepted by Thee this day. Father says those words of Daniel at the Mass every day at the offertory. So too, when we see that the whole world is a mess today, that makes it all the more important, children, that we do everything as well as we can for the honor and glory of God. So let's be inspired by today's Mass, today's saints, and even by the work that's being done in the sanctuary today. It's a privilege for you and me to be like Mary Magdalene or like Saint Benedict, serving our Lord in his adorable person, doing something for Jesus Christ, to build things up, you might say, for his glory, just as we're doing with the altar. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.